You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 24th, 2021, and the word from the White House is the president might be prepared to, as they say, quote, change course when it comes to passing his massive tax and spending packages if Democrats cannot get a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure with Senate Republicans. A top White House advisor says, the president wants a deal, he wants it soon, and he might be willing to change course. What does that mean? Not really sure at this point. We do know the latest figure he's offering, he did cut off $500 billion already. The latest figure is now $1.7 trillion. It's still a trillion higher than the Republicans initially made, because they know that this $2.3 trillion American jobs plan and the $1.8 trillion American Families Plan is loaded with pork, all under the guise of COVID. By the way, President Biden is officially saying, I condemn these anti-Semitic attacks against American Jews in the U.S. He said the recent attacks on the Jewish community are despicable. They must stop. I condemn this hateful behavior. He says that as New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois, Utah, Arizona, and Florida have seen a wave of anti-Semitic attacks against American Jews. In the meantime, Senator Chuck Schumer, a Jew, continues to walk a very thin line. He will not side with Bernie Sanders that Israel should not be getting any weapons from the U.S., and not really that vocal about Israel has a right to defend itself against rockets being launched indiscriminately into its country. And, of course, the squad, that would include AOC, they all support the fact, let's just not give any more money to Israel. How can Schumer and the other Jewish members of Congress simply sit there and put up with all that? Dr. Anthony Fake, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, now admitting, I'm not convinced that COVID-19 originated naturally. A year ago this month, he told the National Geographic, oh, no, no. It started in the wet market. It jumped from one animal species to another. And now he says, I'm no longer convinced of that because Dr. Fake is being exposed more and more. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration might still issue a workplace mask mandate. Back in January, President Biden, despite the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines that if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask indoor, Biden's January 21 executive order said we may mandate it anyway in businesses and the government. Michigan Governor Whitmer, Democrat, had to apologize. She had issued an order that was just released and stated that you cannot gather without a mask, have too many people at a table at the same time. Limitations for entertainment establishments and so forth. The order issued May 15, and she is in the midst of a group of 13 all sitting shoulder to shoulder. She says, well, we're all vaccinated, so we weren't concerned. But I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana, says, you believe the border's closed? If you believe the border's closed, you believe in the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and the Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes. He said, this year we're going to have 2 million come into our nation illegally, thanks to the Biden administration. They have no idea where they're coming from. We do know they're coming from all over the world. Oh, by the way, if you dare question if the election was legitimate or not, remember what happened in Florida about the way the ballots gets Gore and Bush, the tabs, punches, and so forth. Now in New Hampshire, they're saying, yeah, we found some problems with our voting because fold lines, the way the ballots were folded, it might have given false readings. Now they're willing to admit it? Hey, Phil Mickelson made history on the PGA Championship. Age 50. He is a winner of a major championship history at age 50, the previous held by 48-year-old Julius Boros. So if Mickelson can make the PGA Championship history at age 50, if I had a golf game and when I reach 50, then I may have a chance. Maybe.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The United States of America has got to be leading the world in bringing people together, not simply supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza. This last series of attacks killed 64 children and destroyed a large part of the infrastructure of Gaza in a community that has already been one of the most uninhabitable territories in the world.
The words of Senator Bernie Sanders. I want you to just think about what he just said. He said, I want to bring everybody together. The U.S. should be doing that. But we're supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza. As if we told the Israelis, when you buy this weaponry from us, make sure you kill children in Gaza. Make sure you do. This is where we are now with so many on the left. And some of those on the left are Jewish in faith, like Senator Chuck Schumer, Majority Leader of the Senate, and he's really just kind of not saying a whole lot about all this anti-Semitism that's suddenly surfacing. We have had, according to the, let me get the stats here in front of me, according to the Anti-Defamation League, 193 reports, 193 anti-Semitic incidents over this last week. The week before, 131. And why? Well, because Israel was firing and shooting into Gaza, killing Palestinians, trying to hit Hamas. Because Hamas has launched more than 4,000 rockets indiscriminately into Israel. And Hamas a terrorist organization, which you're going to hear Bernie admit here in a moment that they are, they don't really care where their rockets go. I don't know how much real guidance they have on them, but we do know they got them from Iran. The very administration, the Biden administration, I should say the very nation the Biden administration wants to make best friends with again, as Obama did. And Trump came into office and tore up that so-called nuclear treaty because it's worthless anyway. They weren't going to follow it. And we imposed sanctions because we knew Iran was supporting terrorist activities, including Hamas. And Hamas exists solely to destroy Israel, to eradicate all Jews. Senator Schumer, that would include you. And yet you don't really speak out against what's been happening. And over the weekend, we had numerous reports of Jews in various places being attacked, one at a restaurant, an outdoor area where they were finally allowed to die in New York City as they're trying to, you know, bring traffic back to the downtown area. Many wearing and displaying PLO flags, shouting at the diners, spitting on them. Just listen. That's a perfect example, and Quentin did an excellent job trying to edit out a lot of those remarks. And I'm glad he did, because there are several F-bombs in there. We tried the best we could. But these folks are just dining at either a place that was known to cater to Jewish customers or something that the customers were doing, and all these supporting PLO, Palestinians started rushing and spitting on them and shouting and everything. And that's just one example. There's a congressman, New York State Assemblyman, I should say, that showed a group of men kicking and attacking an individual on the ground in the middle of the street and then running away. The state assemblyman said a Jewish man savagely beaten by a Palestinian mob in New York City. Brazen violence against innocent people. It is in New York City. All the major networks are based in New York City. All the major publications have headquarters or some main office in New York City. So if you keep that in mind, Joe Concha, a reporter for The Hill and also a contributor to Fox News, obviously couldn't help but note those incidents just ignored.
On the evening newscasts of ABC, NBC, CBS News, no coverage of this whatsoever. On the homepages of the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN.com, not much coverage there as well. And let's put it this way. Let's say a pro-Israeli group had actually attacked Muslims at a restaurant in the same manner, asking, where are the Jews, or chanting death to Jews, right? Or death to Muslims, in this case, if you're going to use that scenario. You would think that that would be covered extensively, as it should, because this is being investigated now as a hate crime.
As it should be. As it should be. And yes, if it were turned the other way, if a bunch of folks that were Jewish were attacking some Palestinian couples sitting and having a dinner at a restaurant, they're obviously attacking them because of their religion. That equates to a hate crime. And yes, they should also be prosecuted. And, of course, you would have seen that wall-to-wall coverage on the mainstream, correct that, the state-controlled media. But in this case, they just didn't see it. I don't know how. I put up a clip of it, by the way. I take it back. I did not do that. I started to. So I started to tell you, I put it up on my Facebook. I did put something else up. I'll tell you about a little bit later. But keep in mind, a lot of this response that we're saying right now, it's not an explanation for any of it, nor an excuse, but for the more recent attacks, is because of Hamas firing indiscriminately rockets supplied by Iran into Israel. Now, when Israel retaliates, and it will, of course it will, they have precision attacks. They even call ahead in some cases and say, this building's coming down. It has served as a headquarters for Hamas. If you're in there, you had time to get out. That's how last week, members of the Associated Press who worked in one building were notified, we're going to destroy the building because Hamas is headquartered in that building. And you know if there are any reporters worth their salt in the AP, they knew Hamas was in the same building. You have to ask what kind of niceties and coverage they were giving Hamas at the time. But anyway, Israel sent word, so everybody got out. No one was killed in that building coming down. I think somebody might have been injured. And they sent in a rocket with precision and brought it down. But sometimes, I should say every time, Hamas is hiding its rockets and its command post in the midst of civilians. Because they know if Israel tries to hit that target, they're probably going to kill innocent people, such as kids. And so here's Bernie Sanders saying, let me read his quote again. The U.S. has got to be leading the world in bringing people together, not simply supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza. The last series of attacks killed 64 children. Bernie, how many kids have been killed by those rockets that do get through the Iron Dome in Israel? Or how many innocent people, period, regardless of their age? Hamas made up of Palestinians. They're putting their own people at risk, but they don't care because they're more than willing to use that as a propaganda piece and say, look, and someone like Bernie Sanders buys it. And he's not the only member of Congress that does it as well. But Bernie Sanders will admit, yeah, I know Hamas is not a nice group. Listen to this.
Look, Hamas is a terrorist, corrupt, authoritarian group of people. And we have got to stand up to them. But once again, our job is not simply to put more and more military support for Israel. It is to bring people together. And we can't do it alone. We need the international community. But that's what I think we need to be doing.
He is lying out his teeth. We said we've got to be an international community, all come together. There will be no coming together if there's no Israel if it gets wiped out, because if we're not helping them with weapons so they can protect themselves, that's a large part of the Iron Dome project, that they can shoot these rockets out of the sky before they hit ground, we would have a lot more deaths. And he wants you to believe that if we don't supply any more weapons to Israel, things will be just fine. Now, he has no problem with Iran getting what it needs from Russia or China, and Iran in turn giving it and selling it to Hamas. Got to be on our back, right? And of course, you got Congresswomen Tlaib and Omar that basically, not just because they're Muslim, because I know numerous Muslims who are not anti-Semitic. It's not their faith, but they're not really anti-Semitic. But you got these two Congresswomen, and they are. They've been quoted as such, siding with Louis Farrakhan, and basically calling Jews cockroaches. And you don't see Senator Schumer, a Jewish man, politician, speaking out and defending. But again, Bernie Sanders does. He tries to say we should do something against this kind of action. I mean, we have to hate anybody that starts such actions. Listen to this.
We have to combat the increase in hate crimes. in this country against Asians, against African Americans, against Latinos. So we got a serious problem of a nation which is being increasingly divided, being led by right-wing extremists in that direction.
There are a number of liberals who use the word apartheid to describe Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. A number of them liberals in the House who use that language. The executive director of the American Jewish Congress, who handled Jewish outreach for your campaign, has said that that word, Joel Rubin, has said that using that word has increased the level of vitriol that has contributed to this anti-Semitism. Do you think those who share your view should not use that kind of language?
Well, I think we should tone down the rhetoric.
No, he doesn't. That's him on Face the Nation, CBS News. I think we should tone down the rhetoric. No, he doesn't. Otherwise, why would he sit there on that program and say the U.S. of America has got to be leading the world in bringing people together, not simply supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza? Supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza. That's toning down the rhetoric? No, that's inflaming it. And being false at the same time. There's a resolution being introduced in Congress that's going to condemn one congresswoman because of the Israeli-Hamas conflict. I'll have that and also a good story about a demonstration. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
this is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So there's Congresswoman Jayapal, Democrat of Washington. She is of Asian descent. She represents most of Seattle. She is the first Asian American to represent the state of Washington at the federal level. Well, that's great. And, of course, she's a Democrat. She gave an interview the other day where she was blaming Israel, as you heard Bernie Sanders do a moment ago, blaming Israel for firing rockets into Gaza. And she said, this has been a pattern of action from Israel that frankly has taken away the idea even of a two-state solution. Riddle me this. Let's just deal with the most recent conflict, which supposedly is a ceasefire that is holding at this point. Israel fired nothing into Gaza until rockets began to rain down, sent by Hamas, Iranian rockets supplied by Iran for Hamas, till they started raining down in Israel. 4,000 plus. And yes, Israel retaliated. And she wants to say, this is a pattern of action from Israel. Well, that is a pattern, and they will stick to that pattern. You attack us, we will respond. So there's a congressman that's going to introduce, from Pennsylvania, Republican, going to introduce a resolution calling his colleagues to join me in condemning Congresswoman Jayapal's anti-Semitic statements and affirming our unwavering support for Israel. He said, the evidence is clear. Israel is our ally. Hamas is our mutual enemy. Anyone who disputes that paradigm impedes U.S. national security at home and abroad. Do you think he will get support in Congress? Do not hold your breath. Do you remember when they said that they were going to maybe censure or do something about one of the squad members who obviously endorsed anti-Semitic remarks, and they put a panel together and they couldn't even come up with it. It took them more than a weekend to decide what kind of resolution And it was not to condemn her or censor her. It was to say we're going to be against anything that is racial hatred or religious hatred. They just kind of wrapped it all in. Didn't even name the Congresswoman Omar in the process. They just ignored it because they did not want to single her out because they're afraid that the woke culture may fire back on them. Let me give you something new. I should say. While we've had this violence in New York City of attacking Jewish people indiscriminately, just as Hamas has fired indiscriminately rockets into Israel, not caring where they fall. In contrast to that, in California, L.A., hundreds of supporters of the State of Israel lining Santa Monica Boulevard, the heart of Beverly Hills, chanting, cheering, waving flags, supporting Israel. They say they organized it not just as a demonstration for Israel, but against anti-Semitism. And I saw one comment from someone that kind of threw a remark in there. Yeah, right there in Beverly Hills where all the rich Jews live. I mean, just again throwing an anti-Semitic remark out like that. The Congress and State Assemblyman in New York had gotten some pictures of some of these events happening in New York City. He said people being intimidated, being assaulted in the hospital. It's clearly anti-Semitism. Where's our political leadership? Where are our progressive leaders that stand for human rights and civil rights? 10 minutes after that, well, Mayor Bill de Blasio finally responded, saying anti-Semitism has no place in our city. No excuse for violence against someone because who they are. None. Of course, this is the same Bill de Blasio that had no problem with the attacks upon his police officers repeatedly, over and over again. Coming up, Chris Cuomo admitting, yeah, it's a family affair. I helped my brother, New York Governor Cuomo. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed. And at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Allow me a moment. If you'll remember, I told you back in the beginning of March, I can't cover my brother's troubles. It wouldn't be fair. And you got it then. And I appreciate you understanding. Now, today, there are stories out there about me offering my brother advice. Of course I do. This is no revelation. I have said it publicly, and I certainly have never hidden it. I can be objective about just about any topic, but not about my family. Those of you who watch this show get it. Like you, I bet, my family means everything to me, and I am fiercely loyal to them. I'm family first, job second. But being a journalist and a brother to a politician is unique and a unique challenge, and I have a unique responsibility to balance those roles. It's not always easy, The people can say and write what they want, but I want you to know the truth.
And what is the truth? Whatever he decides is the truth. That is, of course, Chris Cuomo of CNN. The same Chris Cuomo who told you we want to have the truth. I have COVID, and I'm going to be in my basement, quarantined from my family, won't even be able to touch or see my kids for 2 weeks in my basement. And if you thought he was living in some squalid conditions next to a leaking water heater in his basement, you're sorely confused and wrong. Because not only was he living in an extremely well-furnished basement that was probably better than many homes having their main, quote, dining room or living room, he also came out when he wanted to. In fact, he was caught being outside at one point, away from his house, several miles from his house, and got upset because somebody got a picture of him doing that and arguing with a man. And then later called his CNN crew and said, "Hey, I'm going to come up out of the basement. You might want to be there." So they time it all, and he comes up looking like he's been working out all this time. It's been tough down in the basement, as if he never left the basement or the family never went down. What do you think? But this latest thing is because the story came out the other day, and certainly should be no surprise, that Chris Cuomo was giving advice to his brother, Mayor Cuomo of New York, at the time that Cuomo, governor, was under fire in particular because of how he'd handled COVID, specifically reference deaths in the nursing homes. And of course, you would agree, right, that a reporter should not be telling someone how to respond to questions and news stories if you're being a legitimate reporter. Well, Chris Cuomo decided to go full front on and say, "Yeah, of course, it's my brother. You know, it's a difficult thing. Remember I told you a while back that there are some things I couldn't cover about my brother." And you know why he was doing that? Let me remind you why he did that. Because as he was having his brother on, they were joking around with a big fake cotton swab, talking about how funny it would be to get a COVID test and get a swab up that big nose of his brother and joking and so forth while people were dying in nursing homes. And they're saying, "Well, we're not, you know, we're trying not to deal with any facts or something." Who knows what they were trying to say? It is never understandable what they're doing. But he did appear on the show generally for nothing but light banter. And he says that now he is no longer allowed to have his brother on the show. Now you think somebody at CNN finally said no? And CNN sent a statement, quote, "It was not surprising in the earliest days of a once-in-a-century global pandemic when Chris was showing symptoms and was concerned about possible spread that he turned to anyone he could for advice and assistance." So he, remember, was calling his brother the governor saying, "Can you get me a test quickly?" So it was a two-way street. So then he was trying to cover up for his brother because his brother was facing a lot of criticism. He'd have him on the program but never asked any tough questions. And then one say, "Well, I wasn't giving any special treatment." The hell you weren't. And then when the story broke that he was giving advice to his governor, advice, well, he tried to step around that. He offered what you heard was kind of a beginning of an apology, basically, saying, "I can be objected about any topic, but not my family. And those who watch this show get it. I helped my brother. Big deal." In other words, he said, "You should have expected it." Well, of course we expected it. So what exactly did he do? Well, let's hear Chris Cuomo describe what he did to help his brother, Governor Cuomo.
how I helped my brother also matters. When my brother's situation became turbulent, being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot. I never intended for that. I would never intend for that. And I am sorry for that. It's also important for you to understand, not only do I not cover this here, I've never tried to influence this network's coverage of my brother. In fact, I've been walled off from it.
Yeah, you're walled off now because they never should have had you covering your brother. That's the most basic conflict of interest you would ever find. I'm reminded suddenly, decades ago, and I want to be careful about the details of this because I'm not trying to bring more harm and shame to the person that was involved. But he was a very high-ranking official in law enforcement. Let's put it that way. And we weren't the best of friends, but we were friends and had socialized off and on. And he was very anti, doing everything he could to get prostitutes off the streets. Not for their safety, but because he thought it was wrong and it was a crime. And they were busting men left and right, revealing their names. And sometimes they weren't really doing anything but driving through. They didn't know what they drove into, or at least that's what they claim. But this particular guy that was in charge or kind of overseeing a lot of it later ends up being busted himself in a motel room with an undercover cop posing as a prostitute. And she felt like, but what am I going to do? I mean, this guy, who he is, I mean, well, they had to file charges to go against him. Big scandal, big issue, obviously big embarrassment for his family. And at the TV station where I worked, I said, I'm going to take the lead on this thing because I'll make sure we stay on top of it. We don't do anything that's going to give him any special privileges or waivers or excuses. But anybody who thinks that I am guilty of any of that, they call it out at that point. Let's, you know, but I'm going to make sure we cover it as it should be covered all the way down the line. And we did. And on a pretty much a nightly or daily basis anyway, review whatever we had put on the air and were we doing anything to help conceal something or make him look better or make excuses. I said, because we can't do it. We got to treat it just like we would anyone else. But I couldn't take myself off the story entirely. Being a news anchor, I was going to have to be reporting on it. There have been some stories in the past where if I had a relationship that may involve a family member that was tied into something, then, or maybe I was already involved in some legal action by somebody that had filed some suit against me for something, that those stories I didn't touch. Someone else had to read them. So Chris Cuomo and CNN, they know what those basic guidelines are. But what they were trying to do in the midst of the COVID issue, especially in New York City, was show his brother as someone who was informed and knowledgeable and talking about the governor and doing the right thing and praise him and kind of, you know, show that he's a good guy, you know. That's what they were trying to do. When he should have said from the very beginning, you know, I cannot do this. I can't do this. Cannot have him on my program. And he certainly should not have been giving him any advice to the side about how, pardon me one second, about how he should respond to questions and how he should deal with the media. That's way outside the bounds of journalistic ethics. Maybe that's the issue. They don't know that word. Now, probably can't spell it. Certainly don't know what it is. But now you've heard his apology. Coming up, something that happened that raises a question. What happens when you defund police? Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I have from time to time often told you about the violence in Chicago, and if it's a Monday, it's got to be an update for the violence in Chicago, one of the cities in the nation with some of the strongest gun controls, yet they continue to have gun violence. We heard reports of 9 being killed this last weekend in Chicago by gunfire and 50-plus injured. Well, the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police has issued a vote of no confidence in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, as well as the police superintendent and first deputy. 200 active retired rank-and-file officers all coming together and saying no vote of confidence. She's not doing anything right, not helping us, not helping the community. Because she, like other Democrats, wants to defund police, making it tougher for them. And while I will talk all the time about Chicago, obviously you have to look at St. Louis. St. Louis, according to the Post-Dispatch, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, not a very conservative paper, says that St. Louis is now the worst murder rate, one of the worst in the nation, 50-year high. And, of course, the police department also having about 101 unfilled jobs. The mayor, the newly elected mayor, Jones, wants to defund the department and shut down one of the city jails. Riddle me this. What happens when you end up defunding police? Well, you get cases that accelerate in violence, as they are in Chicago, and they're going to happen here as well. And there was an incident that happened over the weekend in St. Louis in the downtown Washington Avenue district that they're trying to bring folks back and rejuvenate with folks coming in to party and enjoy meals. It's meant to be a very, very nice place. It was at a time. I haven't been down there for a few years. But what happened over the weekend probably will put a stop to a lot of folks wanting to go down there, unless they want to go and engage what happened. Video was captured, and I put it up at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook, you'll see it. A bunch of hoodlums, let's call them that, showing total disrespect for police, surrounding a police officer as he's cruising through doing his job. I say him. I don't know if it's a male or female officer. I don't even know the officer's color, and it doesn't make any difference. But it's a police cruiser, and the respect for police, lack of respect. They're jumping up and down. They're blocking the car from moving forward. Now they're jumping on top of the car repeatedly with the officer inside. The officer is obviously radioing for help, not wanting to get out because things could escalate quickly. And they're jumping up and down and just having a party out of it, because there were not enough officers to be in that part of the city at that moment. But when the call went out, cars came racing in, and then everybody rushed off. Take a look at the video at Larry Connors USA Facebook. It's now posted. In fact, I put it up before we began the program today, and I'm looking at a couple of the comments that have already come in. Let me find it. The quote. There are a couple here I'll read to you. Scott said, why we allow our country to let minority ignorant groups, now he says minority, he's referencing, I assume, race, because the pictures would show you that, but basically saying any group, it would be my point, Scott, any group, but he said to make decisions like this beyond me. Maybe that's a reference to, you know, Democrats or others deciding they want to defund police and we don't need them as much. I'm not really sure, but that's a statement. And Jerry wrote in that, remember we used to see police shows nightly showing what police had to endure on the shifts in major cities. We wondered how the police were able to take all of that at the time. You can add your own comments. But when you start losing a respect for law and order, you're going to have that kind of stuff. And while we are preached to constantly by the left that we need to be inclusive, they don't want to include anyone that doesn't walk their line. And in fact, the Chicago mayor refusing to give any interviews to white reporters. She's coming up on her 2-year anniversary and has said, oh, no. Nobody will be able to interview me about my 2-year anniversary unless you're a reporter of color. She said, it's a shame that in 2021, the City Hall press corps is overwhelmingly white in a city where more than half of the city identifies as Black, Latino, Native American, AAPI. Well, she may be right about those facts. I have no issue with the facts, but then why do you want to decide if you say it's wrong that there are not enough reporters of, quote, color in the City Hall press corps? That's not your job, your decision. But then she decides, well, what I would do is I will put my own standards and quota in place. Does that sound right? Of course not. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.